see you later.
KX, morning, Mike.
Morning, KO4, HKXN6CLX.
This morning. 6ZLX, KO4 HKX, you still there, Mike?
6CLX, I moved my radio and changed channels.
Radio has some trouble, don't you?
Whatever, the fan motor makes this funny noise. It's settled down now. I was just trying to wallop it a little bit, make it shut up.
She's on W4FCM side.
Come on, Fred. We'll break for you. N6CLX.
Thank you. He was here earlier, but he may have gone to work or take the kids to school. W4FCM. Thank you, guys.
Like I was backing into my parking spot here. So, you on your way to work this morning?
Yeah. You know how it goes. We've said it before. I-O-I-O.
Yep.
Going into work, going in a little late, but that's okay. Work's relaxed until I get there, and then everything breaks loose.
I'm at my third stop, waiting on them to get here now. They usually don't get here until a little after 8.
You know, life's great. They'll pull in and go, yep, it's a normal day. He's here.
That's what I like, routine. Nothing out of the ordinary. No surprises. They tend to be a lot of trouble.
Well, work tends to throw a damper and everything. I'll go in with a whole list of things. Okay, I'm going to get all these things done. And some days, I'm still stuck on one, but I've done a whole day's worth of stuff.
Fun, it wouldn't be work, though, so I guess that's why we call it work.
But as my wife loves to say, work is still a four-letter word.
Loves to say that, too.
2K4VWA.
What have you done to your radio lately?
Is there a problem with it? What's wrong?
You got a subaudible tone that's audible on it. It's almost a 60 hertz, but it could be a subaudible tone.
Okay. Hang on just a second. Let me do an experiment here. Did that get rid of it?
No, it gets louder. Amplitude gets louder on it. I'm thinking it's 60 hertz. You're getting close to some kind of transformer.
Well, have to get that figured out. Hey, have either of you guys heard W4NGU in here this morning, Phil? Quick, W4NGU, K4VWA. GU, K4VWA. He's not woke up yet and on his way to work. So you guys, I'll get back out of your way. And I just want to say good morning. And all us poor retired folks are sitting over here. I'm sitting here in my robe, relaxing a little bit, drinking on a cup of hot chocolate. Man, it's drudgery. Y'all have a good day. K4VWA. Clear.
Steve.
Hey, have a good day, Steve. Check out that mic cord. It sounds like you got a common mode signal coming in, 60 hertz signal on the ground. You might just have a bad ground or something.
My heat's running, and I've moved my station inside, and I'm thinking maybe I might be getting some noise off of the fan motor, off of the heat system. So I may jump back in here in a couple of minutes after the heat kicks off to see if it's still there. If that's it, then I may need to take some desperate measures.
On your power supply as well. All right, N6CLX, I'm still here. I guess you're not out yet, huh, Patrick?
Be here for a little longer. I'll be here till they get here anyway.
Work's been actually doing pretty good. It's good to be in sales and actually have people buying stuff. Been working on one new potential customer for about a year now, and they finally came to me yesterday and want to buy their first fans. It's great.
When you get been working on one like that and it finally starts to come together.
Yeah, just doesn't, it didn't go like I planned it to. I mean, we really never got past conception and phase, and they just want to buy the fans. So, okay. I'm hoping it's going to work.
It's not your fault if it doesn't at that point, if they don't want to follow the plan all the way out.
Basically, they're doing what anyone would have to do. Just let's try it out. You know, there's no... yeah, there's a full set of engineering rules of how much air you can get, but how much do you need? Nobody knows.
Well, my guys are starting to pull in now, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3s. Mike, you be careful on into work, and hopefully everything goes smooth today and it's productive and profitable day for you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s.
Good day, Patrick. Hopefully talk to you in the afternoon. And 6CLX, have a good one. And 6CLX, I'll be monitoring.
4PXB.
And 6CLX.
I thought I'd just share this little karma story this morning. I was sitting on the 85 getting ready to take the Asheville Highway exit where they've got the down to one lane where they're replacing that bridge. And a Spartanburg County officer was behind me, and somebody decided to use the shoulder to pass everybody, and as soon as he did that, the officer pulled him out behind me and went ahead and turned his lights on to pull him over.
Was made my day. Oh, I see people doing stuff like that, and I kind of do something like that every afternoon, going down the middle area where you're not supposed to on the highway to make my turn, but they seem to ignore that.
As long as you do that safely, I've seen other people, which really, you know, warrants get pulled over. They did that in a school zone, and they got charged with illegal use of a lane. So in that aspect, it is warranted because, like I said, they did it in a school area. But still, it's, you know, it was good to see that person, you know, getting that ticket to where the, just trying to get ahead just a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding, man. 6CLX just to keep up with that timer. Yeah. I don't know. Nowadays, he probably got that, or they got that ticket, and they probably drove away mad because they weren't doing anything wrong.
It's just kind of strange on why everybody's now just out for themselves and not trying to take care of their fellow man like it should be.
Yeah, I don't know. I just have a hard time figuring it out, but it seems like society is teaching us all to, that we're number one.
True, where it's, you know, take care of yourself, and unfortunately, saying this the horrible way, what people are being taught is, you know, take care of yourself and screw the other person.
On four wheels or two wheels behind the accelerator.
Just need to remember what goes around comes around, so eventually karma will catch up with you.
Wind up dead and your feet are on fire.
My karma there. Here's another funny story about karma. One of the friends that was, it was an old friend that actually moved down to Myrtle Beach, because they had bad stuff going on in their life, and they ended up losing their children, and due to the fact that we were foster parents, unknowing to us, but they put their children in our care. So they actually posted it on Facebook and spelled karma wrong, and people just blasted them for saying, you know, that because she actually spelled it charma. And man, everyone just busted out laughing, saying that she put Charma as a bitch.
Charma, huh?
Posted on Facebook that Charma is a bitch. KO4PXB, I'm now in my parking lot for work, so I'm going to have to say 73 until I talk with you again. It's KO4PXB.
Okay, Lloyd. Have a good day at work, if it's possible. 10-6-CLX.
7 Japan Mobile. Jasmine Delta Japan. This is W4CTW. How are you doing this morning?
Good. A little bit chilly. The call's November Delta 7 Japan. ND7J. Name's Bob. Bravo, Oscar Bravo.
Correction, Bob. You got Tyler here. I'm currently sitting on the parking lot that is 85 right now in between 14 and Pelham. I'm headed to Anderson, so I hope it's not the same the whole way, or I might not be there till this afternoon.
I moved away from traffic a long time ago, and I don't like it when I get in it.
Not much myself, but it seems to get worse and worse here every year. I know we've had a lot of people moving this way, and every realtor I've ever seen around here, when people move in, they tell them, oh, yeah, you can get anywhere on 85. You just want to buy a house adjacent to 85. They don't tell them that getting anywhere certain times of the day is pretty much impossible.
That parking lot, I'm pretty sure. Try to stay away from that as much as I can.
I take back roads to work for the most part in most places I go, but I'm going from my office over almost in Duncan to Anderson, and there's really just, other than getting on 85, there's not much else you can do. So I'm just stuck with it right now, but getting closer to Pelham, it's moving a little bit better, so fingers crossed, here's hoping.
I'm sure you'll make it, just a matter of when, but looks like we've got a nice day coming up here. It's supposed to be about 50 up here in Hendersonville, so a little chilly right now, but that'll go away soon.
We've had 40s and 50s and even some days in the 60s down here, but it's been consistently getting down, you know, below freezing at night. So it's kind of typical for this time of year around here. You're going to be cold in the morning, and you're going to be shedding layers by lunchtime.
February we'll be warming in the warming trend for sure. So hopefully after we get into the warming trend, we'll get into 6-meter season and get some 6-meter stuff going here in the springtime. That'd be great.
It's been a little bit better the past couple of days. Did you do anything with the North American QSO party this past weekend? Make any contact on HF with that?
Casual, you know, I heard him on the air, so I would throw my call sign out for him. Didn't really concentrate on them, but I've been concentrating on adding countries for 2022. Got a little competition going with some friends. Kind of a unspoken competition.
Time, yeah. I've only been doing HF. I got my general back like September of last year, so I've only been doing it for a little while, and you know, the band conditions are kind of okay, but not great right now. And I've had some luck with DX. I've got a G90, so I'm just pushing 20 watts. But I have hit a couple stations, so good bit of Europe, plenty of Canada, a lot of stuff in the Caribbean. I got one or two Russian stations and stuff like that. So it's been pretty good. I've really enjoyed, since I upgraded, bumping up to general and getting on HF. It's a whole different world. It's really fun. And I have been studying for my extra, and I'm giving some good thought to going this coming Tuesday to the exam session and sitting down for the test.
I encourage you to get your extra. It's not a whole lot more in privileges, but what it means is not having to worry about where you're at. And if you get into Jason TX and that kind of stuff, it sounds like you might. Having that extra is important because a lot of the TX positions are, when they get started, they're up in the extra portion of the van. They stay up there to kind of sit the herd a little bit. And towards the end of the DX position, they'll start coming down to the general band. But if you're interested in DXing, you should come to our meetings, the South Carolina DX Association. We meet every month. If you go to my website, just remember my call, ND7J, you can navigate over to or send me an email or whatever, and we'll get you some information on it if you're interested. ND7J Mobile.
CW. Yeah, that sounds good. I think I heard you guys talking about it. Did you meet at Fuddruckers last time you met? I think I heard you talking on the repeater about it when I was driving one Thursday evening.
Fuddruckers, the next meeting, and I don't have the date, but it's the third Thursday of February, will be at Mythos, which is pretty much right next door to Fuddruckers.
I've eaten at Mythos a good number of times. They have pretty good pizza.
normally get one of their pizzas for dinner. But yeah, we had like at Fuddruckers, you know, we had about 15 people, and it's just we just sit around and kind of shoot the bull. Sometimes we have people will give a presentation on different things ham radio related. Sometimes not, but it's always an interesting meeting if nothing else.
I have to mark that date on my calendar, the, you know, that recurring Thursday, and see when I can get over there and try to make an appearance and just shoot the breeze with you guys. That sounds like a good time. These days, I don't know if it sounds like I'm not dissimilar from a lot of people who are in this hobby, that I've got far too many hobbies. But I don't even have time for as many of those as I would like with work and everything, how crazy the world is nowadays. But I'm trying to make time for this one. This seems to be one that is really good because I can just kind of pop in and do it when I have a free moment. It doesn't take the commitment like some of the other things where you have to make a trip to do it. So it's been good for me since I've gotten into it. It gives me a little something to do, a couple free minutes at the house or while I'm driving in the truck.
It can be an addicting hobby, too. So it's a good hobby. Listen, I'm in the Walmart parking lot, and for whatever reason, I don't get good signal in and out of here, but I'm heading into Walmart. Good to talk to you this morning. If I can give you a hand, you can go to, like I said, go to my website, shoot me an email, whatever. We'll do what we can to give you a hand. ND7J, November Delta 73. Good morning.
This is Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey. I'll be monitoring.